The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 24th of September, 2008. It's the birthday of F. Scott Fitzgerald, born in St. Paul, 1896, who said, "All good writing is swimming underwater and holding your breath." This week we are celebrating the anniversary of the Norman invasion of 1066, when the French defeated the Saxons at the Battle of Hastings and brought French and Latin into the English language, and all sorts of words that surround cooking, including the word gourmet, which in Old French was gromet, a wine taster's assistant. At first, the term was used in jest to describe persons who were overly preoccupied with food, but then it became a respectable term and then even fashionable and a compliment. Gourmand, the French for glutton, is from the same root, and in its early usage, it carried a sense of moral disapproval, and perhaps still does. From the Norman invasion, we get the word for supper, souper, to take one's evening meal, as well as the word for dinner. In Old French, the word was dîner, which evolved from a Latin word meaning to break fast. And a dinner entree might feature any of these types of meat whose English names were derived from the French. Beef, from the Old French boeuf, meaning bull. The name for the farm animal, cow, however, remained in use from Old English. Mutton came from the Old French mouton. The sheep, however, the word sheep, was the Old English derivative. Same with pigs. Pork came from the Old French pork, from Latin porcus, but the Old English name remained for the animal itself, the swine. The meat could be served in the form of a cutlet, which came from the French côtelette, which meant little rib. Perhaps the meat would be roasted, from the Old French rostir, which meant to cook before a fire. Now it generally means to cook in an oven. And the verb grill comes from the French word for grate, G-R-A-T-E, the grid, the metal grid that separates the fuel from the food. It was in the early 1700s that roast came to take on the meaning of ridicule or criticize. If you'd like a salad with your boeuf, you're asking for something derived from a French word salade, from the Latin salata, meaning that which is salted. The early dressings for salads, for leaves of lettuce, were often comprised of salt and water. Salt is also rooted in the word salsa, sauce, and saucy, and in the word salary. In olden times, salt was very precious, and soldiers of the Roman Empire were often paid part of their wages in the form of amounts of salt, which gives us the phrase, worth his salt. Here's a poem for today by Lawrence Ferlinghetti, "The Penny Candy Store Beyond the L." The penny candy store beyond the L is where I first fell in love with unreality. Jelly beans glowed in the semi-gloom of that September afternoon. A cat upon the counter moved among the licorice sticks and Tootsie Rolls and Oh Boy gum. Outside, the leaves were falling as they died. A wind had blown away the sun. A girl ran in. Her hair was rainy. Her breasts were breathless in the little room. Outside, the leaves were falling, and they cried, "Too soon, too soon." The Penny Candy Store Beyond the L, from A Coney Island of the Mind by Lawrence Ferlinghetti, published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.